This is the 96.5 Family Show. Heard weekdays from 6 on Brisbane's 96.5.
He's our relationships guru from Red Hot Relationships, Bruce Sullivan, joining us on the air this morning when there isn't enough time in the day to get everything done. What do you do? Bruce, that 24 hours just doesn't seem like enough. Half the day. Because you've got to sleep. If I didn't have to sleep, I'd get so much more done. Good morning.
Yeah, look, sometimes people say, look, the only time they got left is somewhere between 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. in the morning, but they actually get a lot done during that time. So, look, the demographers are telling us there's a new type of people. So, the specialists have come up with names that brought us things like dinks. You might remember double income, no kids.
Yep.
You might remember yuppies, the young urban professionals. Well, there's a new one now called nettles. Nettles are the people, the acronym is not enough time to enjoy life. And apparently there's a whole new breed of it out there that are just not stopping long enough just to smell the roses. So I know you guys aren't yuppies or dinks, so are you actually nettles?
It's hard, isn't it? I mean, look, I suppose I've self-analysed. I love what I do. I love my job and profession. For me, I see it more as a calling.
Love your workmates.
And I love the workmates. I'm passionate about that. I'm passionate about my family. Those two worlds
good buffet.
Alone. Yeah.
Passionate about a good buffet.
Passionate about a good buffet. But sometimes you think, well, when do I actually stop and... I don't know, do life, or is that doing life? It's hard to know, isn't it?
Oh, look, I think there's a balance, Robbie, always. And, when you say you're passionate and you're committed to those things, and I think like most people are, I think the thing is, the symptom is that, if you get this horrible sense that you're always running, like that you're always, hopping in the car and putting your seatbelt on as you're driving up the road, you're standing in the 8 items or less aisle with your 3 items down at the supermarket, counting the number of items in other people's baskets in front of you, that's when maybe things are going in the danger
space. I do that
space.
All the time. I get really annoyed when someone's got 14 or 16 items in the 12-item or less. I'm almost tempted to say something.
It's a symptom, Liam. It's a symptom. One parent told me that they knew that they were a nettle because they kept reading stories to their children at 180 words a minute, skipping a few pages, hoping the kids would not even notice.
I do that
so
too.
That they could get on.
I do that too.
I think you're a test case nettle.
I think creating rituals are really, really important. So, what's one of the ways to do with, the nettle symptoms? My daughter will, every night before bed, no matter what, will go and sit on the deck with a glass of milk. And, I'm talking about a 16 and a half year old. We'll sit there and relax and just be quiet and enjoy the outside. And, obviously if it's not raining, that's not the issue. But, she just has this little ritual, And I think sometimes we can think about it too much. One of the keys is if you get home and you're thinking, if you get home and you stop for more than 5 minutes, you realize how many things there are to do because there's always something to do around the house. Just grab the lead, be prepared. Have the dog lead there. Have your exercise gear there. And just don't think about it. Land at home, I'm walking the dog, I grab the lead and I go for a walk and I just have, even if it's 20 minutes, just to go for a stroll around the block and you go, okay, good. I've just had a little bit of a time to enjoy life and to get off the Ferris wheel for just a moment. And, those little rituals can give you just little wins and, then you can be happy with the little wins and that's a good start.
The other thing that happens, and you could identify with this, Bruce, because your kids are sort of similar age to mine, they start having their lives as well, don't they? And you can see it in their lives that they've got this on and that on and school assignments and social life and suddenly you end up in a house with, 4 people, in our case, all getting too busy. And then that even makes it harder, doesn't it?
Yeah, and, that comes back, I think, Robbie, to, we've got to be the role model of that too. And, well, what are you doing right now? Well, we're just doing nothing. We're just going to go and sit on the deck and we're just going to grab a cold drink and we're just going to talk to each other for a moment. Or, come on, let's all go. And, I know it gets harder when you've got teenagers, but, trying to create some kind of rituals that you can do that everybody enjoys. One family told me that every Sunday morning before they chuffed off to church, they would pick a different park and they would go and make pancakes in that park. And it was the kids' turn that week to have a look on Google Maps to find another park. And it was just this little ritual where they could all go and just be with each other. And it was like barely half an hour, they said, before they had to sort of, hop back in the car and head to church. But it was just 30 minutes, setting up some pancakes in the park and just stopping to go, oh, it's almost like taking that little breath. And I think if you, you can get a bit creative around some of those things, maybe you may not feel like you're a net, or maybe you're actually having some time to enjoy life.
But Bruce, when someone has 16 items in a 12 item or less, forget the fact that I'm in a rush. Liam. That's actually just wrong.
You know,
it's wrong.
Bruce, he's been sitting here.
Can I tell you, Liam?
He's been sitting this whole time thinking about somebody's trolley. You let it go, Liam.
It's wrong, though, man. Wrong is wrong.
Like opening a cage on a bird cage and opening the gate and letting a bird
Bruce,
fly.
Bruce, it's like Robbie is late for work every day.
Oh, no.
And he goes, oh, it's only 2 minutes, but late is late. Like, late is late. And
Bruce, can I tell you, mate, the person who's standing there with the 16 items or less and the 12 items or less, I was probably a nettled as well. And then I was standing there relaxed thinking about life and love and all happiness.
It's always that inconsiderate person who thinks, oh, I've got 16 items. What's it matter? Well, you know what? It's 12 items for a reason because I'm in a hurry. Bruce Sullivan from Red Hot Relationships. Love your work, mate. Talk to you next week.
The 96.5 Family Show. Weekdays live from 6 till 9 on 96.5 FM and via the web at 96FIVE.com.